Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we all try to help people that are looking for employment to find something that they enjoy. I'm here today with my colleague and co-host, Mr. Heisman Duke. It's good to have you on the set.
Good, good to see you. Good to be behind the mic with you in it this afternoon. Let's see if we can help somebody out there want to get an enjoyable job, enjoyable employment, so they can enjoy life.
And our trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Ed's the guy that makes everything work. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing well on a Thursday, Mr. Gene.
All right, Wednesday.
You know, I'm going to go with Thursday because that would be more Friday.
All right. But either way, we're glad to have you. And
it's all good.
And feel the chime in anytime you like. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show, and simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything.
All right.
Yes, we do see you. I stress this on all shows, pretty much. I want you to know that we see you.
Uh-huh.
But I also want you to do what it is that you enjoy doing. Because you do it anyway. I'm just trying to help you to realize you can get paid to do what you enjoy doing.
and we want what you have. The only difference is you can't see you. We see you. And so I want you to know that we see you. What we want to know is what's going to come out of your mouth. What do you have to tell us? And get used to telling people what you like doing and what you know how to do.
Yes.
From there, they can think of things that they think that you can do. And since they're looking at you, and they can think of where the starting point is, which is totally out of your control. But you need to know where the starting point is so you aren't trying to oversell yourself or undersell yourself. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because I want you to realize that all we want to know is who you are and what you're doing. Anyway, so Mr. Dukes is here to help out with the show, buffer. And I believe we have Larry on the line. I'm not sure if he's still there. Larry, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, well, glad to have you on this show, because this show's all about finding jobs for individuals. And you know me, Larry. I want all individuals to realize what they like doing and have us help them find ways of using that so that they're doing what they enjoy doing. But Larry is a colleague of mine, and we go way back. And I'm glad you called, Larry. How you been?
Too bad.
Okay. Just very quickly, tell the audience what it is that you do.
Excuse me. I am a master resume writer and a job search trainer and coach. Teach people how to conduct the job search process so they get a job fast.
Okay, did you hear what he said? Must to help you to get a job fast.
Get that enjoyable job, huh?
That's. I don't know, you got to ask him. Larry?
Got two trainers here, Mr. Larry LaBelle and Mr. Gene Hard. See, I'm the buffer between them two, because they trainers.
And?
And I'm just an old shoe kicker boy.
Well, either way, we do not discriminate. We want all types on the show.
It's all right.
And so we're glad to have you, Mr. Duke.
Good to be in your midst. Good to be in the best. Couldn't be in a better place.
That's for sure.
But we want to help somebody out there get an enjoyable job, and that it'll be enjoyable doing the employment hour. We want you to just think about that. Consider, what do you do when you go looking for enjoyable employment? I don't even think most people think about it. You just go out looking for employment. But Mr. Gene,
I'm going to bring it up.
Mr. Gene has it, though. He has the answer for you. All you got to do is listen and take it to heart.
I have a question for them initially.
See, he has a question for you.
But anyway, here's the question, though.
Lay it on.
If you are looking for a job, or if you have a job.
All right.
This is for all of you that would like to have some employment. And also for those of you that may be already working. But here's the question I'd like to have you think about.
Okay.
Because I'm going to ask Mr. Dukes and all that to kind of share their thoughts and ideas.
I'm listening. I'm waiting.
But here's the question. If you don't like what you do on your job, what can you do?
Better ask Mr. LaBelle to answer that. You're not going
to
like my
answer. I don't want you to answer it now, but that's the question I'm going to be asking. What can you do about it? If you don't like the job that you're doing, what can you do? I could say, what can you do about it? But I'm going to stop with what can you do. That's one question. We're going to answer these one at a time. The other question for tonight is, if you do like your job, what can you do? Now, I'm going to be giving you some of my thoughts on if you do like your job, what can you do? I'm going to give you some ideas and thoughts on what you can do. If you don't like your job, we're going to take these one at a time so nobody gets confused. If you don't like your job, what can you do? And I'm going to give you some ideas and tips on what that is as well. Anyway, so I'd like to have you really think about that. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask Mr. Dukes and Mr. Larry. I'm going to be sharing some of my thoughts. I got a whole bunch of them written down here.
I'm sure you have.
I want to hear from you.
Probably studied all night on it.
Because we're going to focus this one at a time. But we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
All right.
Stay tuned so you can hear me and Larry.
We're going out on the limb here.
Okay.
Here we go.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Podge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know now you can get Gene's online courses revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? There are three online courses showing Gene video presenting each course. The course titles are The Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment, How to Write a Resume to Get You Noticed, Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose? It is highly recommended that the Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment be taken first, as it introduces a revolutionary training process model that prepares job seekers to meet the changing needs of our workforce. This methodology is used in all of Gene's courses. In each course segment of video, Gene explains and demonstrates step by step the formula for finding enjoyable employment using your life's experiences.
To get Gene's online courses, just go to udemy.com. That's udemy.com. Type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for courses, choose a course. Coming soon, interviewing techniques, how to easily answer the top 25 interviewing questions. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
Employment Opportunity Hour right here on station WTAN, because I believe I have some answers, and since Mr. Dukes is here and Mr. Larry is on the phone, I'm going to say possibly we have some answers. But tonight's topic,
all right,
is, I mentioned that before, and for all of you job seekers out there, okay, and for all of you that are working,
all right,
here's the question I have for you, and you're welcome to call in and give me your thoughts as well.
Please do. I challenge you to call in.
The number is on my left-hand side over here. You may not can see it, but it's 727-441-3000.
Yes.
727-441-3000, and you're more than welcome to call in and give us your comments, because I'm going to go through these one at a time.
All right.
Okay, there are two questions. What if you don't like your job, what can you do? That's the first question. Second question is, if you do like your job, what can you do? So I'd like to have you think about that. I'm going to give you some things on my thoughts. Mr. Dukes may share some of his, and Larry, who's on the line, may share some of his. I'm just going to start out. I have like six items, but I'm not going to go through all six, because I want to hear from Mr. Dukes. They may actually say some of what I wrote down, but if not, it's their thoughts as well. Okay, so the first question I'm going to tackle is, if you don't like your job, what can you do? Okay, my response to this, go look in the mirror and ask yourself, is this the best you can do? I want you to think about it, because a lot of people get jobs because they feel pressure, they get anything, and they find out they literally don't like it. And if you don't like it, you cannot be productive. Anyway, so you need to ask yourself, what are you doing there? What can you do? Is that the best that you can do? Because I believe that on the inside, there's a lot of things you got on your mind that you enjoy doing, but you haven't decided to go after those. Anyway, so that's the first thing. I'm going to say number two to let you guys think about what you may want to see.
All right.
And he said, the next thing I said, that if you don't like your job, what can you do? You can ask yourself, why don't I look for a different job? No one's holding you back. Ask yourself, why aren't you looking someplace else? Now, I'm going to give you a way to help you out with that. Okay? Ask yourself. Okay, and write these down, your thoughts. Okay, what would you like to do? What kind of pay would you like? Okay? What challenges are you willing to take on? Okay, meaning you don't know something, but it's going to be a challenge because you know most of it. But you want to challenge yourself to add on something to you. But ask yourself those questions because you can do something about it. Now, I'm going to say don't feel bad because there's about, I don't know, there's another 30 million out there that are doing just like you in terms of what you're doing. They're in jobs that they don't like. But anyway, so if you feel like you cannot do anything about it, I'm going to say only you can change it. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Now, I'm going to number three, but I've mentioned two. And Larry, if you're out there, if you have a thought on what someone could do, if they don't like their job, what can they do? If you have any thoughts or comments in terms of something that you think might inspire them or help them, I'll be more than happy to let you share it as well.
Sure, happy to do it.
Okay, now I'm going to go on to number three. But number three is, if you don't like your job, what can you do? You can ask others, what else do they think you can do? And many times, you don't even have to ask. People will walk up to you and tell you what they see you capable of doing. But if not, you can ask, what else do they think you could be doing? Because that's how you're going to find out what we see in you. So I'd like to have you really think about those kinds of things. Because this is kind of a two-part question, though. But what can you do is the first part, and where can you do it at? Think about that. Ask the people, if they think that you can do something, ask them, where do they think you could do it? Because now you got direction from somebody who's visualizing what else you could be doing that would probably make you happier, and in many cases, they can tell you where. It may not be the exact place, but it may be the category you should be looking at. It may be the types of jobs you should be looking at. It may be the type of work you should be looking at. Because you're getting their opinion, which is different than yours.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to have you think about that, because that's how, if you don't like what you're doing, this is what you can do. The worst thing you can do is feel as though you cannot do anything. That's one of the worst things that you can do, is feel that you cannot do anything. Because at that point, you become the victim of yourself. Self-doubt, self-enjoyment, self-encouragement. And it's because you thought you were doing the best thing in the first place by getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably already knew you didn't like it. A lot of people get pressured, and they'll say, I got to find a job, and that's exactly what they find, is a job. Nobody's really pressuring you, but you should put pressure on yourself to find something that you enjoy. And the best thing to do is to think about the things you do enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And don't join the class of people who go to work and do one job, and when they come home, they go do what they enjoy. There's a whole bunch of people out there to do that. But that's not helping them or the workplace. Because if you're doing what you enjoy in the workplace, we give you raises.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I'd like to have you think about that. But I'm doing all the talking. I haven't heard anything from you, Larry, or from Mr. Dukes. I got a couple more to go.
You got the statements already. You answered it as you read it. So I really didn't see anything that I could add to that.
Well, those are my thoughts.
But that's
you had your own thoughts.
Well, I don't know what Mr. LaBelle had, but if you don't like your job, what can you do? First thing I would say, I would go down and sit down and talk to my supervisor. After I talk to him, and he'd give me his opinion, or he'd give me his report on what he thought of me, then I'll ask him, can I talk to his boss?
What if it's a her?
I said him or her.
Oh.
I thought I did.
I didn't hear it, yeah.
So I would go that route.
Okay.
What can I do? That's what I can do. That's what I can do. But other than that, other than walking away from the job or leaving the job, that's not going to help me. Those are the two factors I see right now at the stage. If I'm working there and been working there a while at this job, what can I do? I got to get some feedback. I just can't sit down and go complaining about my job. I want to know what the feedback from my supervisor. And if I don't feel like
my supervisor. I want to do a self-assessment about what is it about my job I don't like.
Yes.
And another thing, because we used to do this with our team.
Uh-huh.
Somebody had a job that was perfect at the beginning, but 6 months later, a new task creeped in that they were not good at or just plain didn't like doing.
Yeah.
And try to find someone else on the team who liked doing it. They would take it, and they'd take something they disliked and offload it to somebody else. By the time we were done, everybody got rid of the things they didn't like. Loved their job again.
Okay.
Well,
that's a good comment. Is that something that the individual did or something that the supervisor did now?
I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that the individual did or something that the supervisor did?
The individual would do a self-assessment.
Self-evaluation.
The department heads and the rest of the people would all get together to say, what are the things that don't work for them? Who on the team likes doing those and would want to take them on? And so forth. And that way, by the time we were done, people who had things they didn't like had found other people who liked doing them, and everybody was happy.
Great. And you actually said something that I got written down here. It's different, but similar.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the person that wants to know what can you do, you don't like your job, I said think about what you like doing, because you do what you like doing anyway, which is different than asking someone else.
Yeah.
It's you think of what you like doing.
Right.
And from that, get ideas of what you can do that others say.
Well, yes.
Because obviously you don't know, because if you knew that, you would be looking for that kind of employment.
Uh-huh.
But knowing what you like doing and telling others, they will come up with things that they think that you can do that you may not have ever thought of, but more so you don't know who they know. That could probably help you do that.
But the statement is, if you don't like your job, what can you do?
Right. Yeah, you can write down what you like doing.
You can write down, I go over what Larry said.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a self-assessment of yourself. Once you do, I would do a self-assessment of myself. Then I want to have a talk with my supervisor.
Okay, great. Okay, so one of the things that we said, we got to take a break, but one of the things we all said is do a self-assessment of some sort. Think about what it is that you do want or know how to do. Think about those things.
And take a look at it. Are you doing all you can do on the job?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, but anyway, we got to take a short break, but I'd like to have you think about that, because Once we come back, we're going to talk about if you do like your job, what can you do?
All right.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine presents the hit gospel stage play, Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It, written and produced by Dr. Sean L. Smith and featuring Ms. Vicki Winans, this April 20th at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport. Get your tickets now for $50 or $60 at the door. Don't miss Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport, April 20th at 6 p.m. Call 813-812-9677. That's 813-812-9677.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Come on.
Come on, wake up.
Wake up out there, because I know
wake up out there.
Many of you are looking for something that you enjoy.
Something that's enjoyable.
Yeah, we
what you've been doing all your life.
Enjoyable.
You didn't know it, though. You
all
didn't
right,
know you could get paid for it.
You're there. Huh? But we're talking tonight about two things. I did the first half of the show on two statements I wanted to make. And the statement was, if you don't like your job, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
And you heard comments from myself, Larry LaBelle, who's on the phone line, and Mr. Dukes,
mm-hmm.
giving you some of their thoughts. I won't go through those right now, but I'm because the second part of the show is, what if you do like your job, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, so I have some thoughts, and I'm going to start right there in terms of what can you do if you like your job.
If you like your job.
Okay. Anyways, I got several thoughts down here, and I welcome your thoughts. Larry, if you're still there, and
yep.
Mr. Dukes. Okay, here we go. If you like your job, what can you do? I'm going to suggest you tell everybody what you like. Including your boss and supervisor.
You ask us. Go ahead, Mr. Larry.
Okay, which means the people in your company, all your friends, all the people outside, you tell them what you like doing. And the reason is because if they know you like doing it, you don't know who they know that might need somebody just like you, mm-hmm. that may offer you more to do what you like doing in the first place. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, we won't know if you don't tell us.
Correct.
I mean, but not only that, many of you get asked a lot of times, what do you like doing?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with a job. It has to do with what do you like doing? Most likely, ever since you've been 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, people have asked you that question. All you got to do is recognize people want to know what you like doing.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they want to know is because they know what makes you, they want to know what makes you tick. But in the workplace, if people know what you like doing, a lot of people are going to want you. Because there's a lot of people that don't like their jobs.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. If you enjoy what you're doing, what you can do about it is tell everybody. That's one thing that you can do. Okay, another thing that you can do is you can ask the question to your superiors. What can you do to grow there? What can you do to grow? You're going to get older, but you grow by getting raises and promotions. Which means if you tell them you want to grow, they'll know you want to grow from one position to the other. But the bottom line is, they're the ones that can move you from one position to the other. Unless you want to move yourself, which is, in many cases, it's out of the company, which is, I strongly encourage that. Because if you can't get something done in one place, based on the other people seeing what they see you capable of doing, may allow you to keep doing what you're doing at another place. Once you know what it is that you like doing, tell everybody. But anyway, so now if you got any comments, add them on, and Mr. Dukes. Okay, another thing that you can do, you can, if you like your job, what you can do is ask for a raise. You can ask for a raise. Or you could ask, what do I need to do to get a raise if you like your job?
I'm glad you made that statement.
Because how are you going to know how to get a raise if you don't ask? What do you got to do? One of the worst things you can be doing is doing all of what we like, and we say that person's happy in their job. They don't need a raise. They don't want a raise. I want you to think about that. If you know what you got to do to get a raise, then possibly you will do what they want to see you do because you know a raise is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to add something onto that, though. Don't do it for them. Do it for you. Because you can take you anywhere else in the world you want to go.
Oh, yeah. Sure can.
So that gives you a tremendous advantage. You ask, what do you got to do to get a raise?
Mm-hmm.
And you find that out. And if that isn't satisfying, or a promotion, if you ask about that, then now you're doing what they add on that they may want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, don't do it for you. Do it for yourself, because all of what you learn, you can take you anywhere else you want to go. I got told that way back in my young days when I started working. Somebody said, Gene, don't go to work for them. Go to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just passing that on to you. Go to work for you so you can take yourself someplace else where somebody wants you. And then you'll find out somebody wants you some more, and then some more, and then some more. Anyway, so I'm going to ask you to just think about that if you like what you're doing. Most likely, Mr. Larry has got there the exact same way. Larry, I haven't heard anything from you, but probably, I know you've had some different jobs, but you got them because you took the knowledge. Let me be quiet. I don't know how you got yours. I was telling you I got mine.
Most of my jobs came through referrals from people I used to work with, almost exclusively.
Now, this show is all about people telling you things.
Yep.
other people are referring you.
Kind of technology in our entire division got laid off, and one of the sales reps got a job almost instantly with another company, and they needed somebody to manage training. He referred me, and I got the job.
Mm-hmm. And it was that. But you've probably gotten more than just one. You've probably gotten that job several ways like that, have you?
Well, it's my jobs have come through referrals for people I used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm going to say most of mine have come from people who spread the word about me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And what they told them, I don't know. I hope I lived up to what they said.
That doesn't matter as long as you got the word.
It doesn't matter as long as you
You're right. It doesn't matter, right.
What matters is who you performing it for.
Right. That's what you can do if you like your job.
Mm-hmm.
You really have a lot of power if you understood that. Okay, you're the one that your employer needs.
Correct.
Provided you know what you're carrying.
Correct.
Because you can take you someplace else.
Correct.
Anytime you get ready.
Yes, sir.
Because I like to have you just think about that.
Yep.
And now another thing that you can do is ask, how are you doing? Okay, in other words, you have a job that you like doing and that you can do. But what else can you do? Well, you can find out how they think you're doing. Because those comments are worth gold once you know what we think of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you got someone that's watching you, they're looking at what's next for you, in addition to you knowing you got something that you can take someplace else, as well as keep there. But anyways, I'd like to have you think about that, because the question is, what if you like the job you have? What can you do? Well, if you like it, hopefully you want to grow in that job or grow beyond that job using all of that experience. So you could ask, how are you doing? Anyway, and so you want to find out if you're doing great, if you're doing super stuff, because you want to know what the other people are thinking about you. Because if you don't know what they're thinking about you, you aren't going anywhere. But it's not their fault. It's because you didn't ask, how well are you doing? And what do you need if you're not doing that well? What else could you do to improve? They'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and anything that somebody says you need to improve on, you should know how to say thank you. It's simple as that, because nobody has to tell you. Anyone who does, it's because they care enough to tell you, you owe them a thank you, instead of feeling
Correct.
Like they're talking about you or down to you. And you need to know what the rest of us think of you, because we see you. That stresses on most shows. You can't see you. We see you.
Yes.
And so it's very important to know, what are you doing that we see that we want to go tell other people? What are you doing that we see that we're taking advantage of, until you say, hey, somebody else wants me? Because most likely you'll get a referral and somebody's going to say, congratulations, too bad we couldn't keep you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when you know, when you like what you're doing, but you need to grow. Okay.
Another great way to do that, Gene, we talked about before, is to get 360-degree feedback from your coworkers, your boss, your customers, your vendors, whoever you work with. They can give you lots of information about how you can improve.
Right, great. Provided you know that you can do that. Because they will do that. I concur with you. We're going to take a short break, Larry, but hold on. But I'm talking about right now, if you like the job that you're doing, what else can you do? And I'm going over the things that I believe you can do to go further and enjoy it at the same time. We'll be right back.
The man in the silk suit hurries by as he catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe that?
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again. Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to LinkedIn.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at LinkedIn.com. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know.
Right here, to find what you enjoy doing. Right here on the Employment Opportunity Hour, because the opportunity to us means you doing what it is that you enjoy doing and getting paid. Mm-hmm. I am here with my colleague, Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
And
you give all the analyzation here.
On the phone line, my other colleague, Larry LaBelle. And the question I had, we started to show out with one question with two different ways of looking at it. What if you like your job? What if you like your job? Well, really not what.
Huh?
It's if you do like your job, what can you do? That was one question which we've been covering.
Yes.
Before that, the question was, if you don't like your job, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
So we gave out some comments. If you don't like your job, what you can do? And we were going over, on the second half, we were going over, if you do like your job, what can you do? Because there's always more you as the individual can do. Anyway, so I have two more things I just wanted to mention, and then I just want to hear something possibly from Mr. Dukes and Mr. Larry. But anyway, if you do like your job, what can you do? And the last thing I talked about, you could ask, how are you doing in your job? You also could ask, what are you doing that we think is good? Just ask somebody, what do you think I'm doing that's good? But also, you could also ask, what do you think that I'm doing that could be improved? Because you need to know what we think. And Don't spend your time talking to one person. Talk to many people, because we all see you. Okay, so when you get a majority of what people say, the first thing is to thank you, but now you get an opportunity to see what a number of people may see in you. And when you got a number of people seeing things in you, they will all help you. in ways that you don't know. Mr. Dukes, Mr. Larry just got you mentioning, he's got most of his jobs through referrals. Look, imagine getting old and people are referring you from one place to the other. I've gotten many of my jobs because somebody knew me and referred me as well.
I agree with that, but the question is, if you like your job.
If you like your job, what
can
you do?
Can you do?
Yep.
I don't feel that I need to go through the whole stop talking to other people about my job because they don't know my job.
But what can you do?
What can I do?
Yeah, you.
I can talk to my supervisor. I find out get the feedback from him about my job. Get the feedback from him that, well, I can go further in my job that I'm doing, that I'm enjoying. And I think if my supervisor see him enjoying my job, he'll automatically come to me and give me a warm fuzzy. But also, if I do go to my supervisor for that case, because I want to progress. So if I'm doing my job and I like my job, my supervisor has to be the one to recommend me.
Okay.
So I need to communicate with him.
Him, her?
With him or her.
Oh, okay.
Whichever one I have.
Okay. That's your opinion. It's very valid.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
I said tell everybody.
I said, if you want to tell everybody, you tell everybody, but everybody can't promote you.
Oh, it's not about promotion. It's about who can see where else you can go. And anybody will do, but that's just my opinion.
That's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I like to have you think about that because somebody has to choose you.
That's right.
It doesn't matter who.
It does matter because to me in my world it matters. Because if I enjoy what I'm doing, I'm liking what I'm doing, I'm going to do better, I'm going to continue to do better. I want my supervisor to know that. I want my supervisor to see that. I want my supervisor to give me the recognition that I need.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I'm saying tell everybody because everybody sees you. Period.
Okay.
So it's not about a job or one job. It's about your growth. It's about your future. It's about what we see in you that really is because...
You said what we see in you. Who is we?
It's everybody.
Everybody can't promote me. Everybody can't do nothing for me. Everybody can look at me. Everybody may say... He does a good job or what, but everybody's not going to give me a warm fuzz.
But you don't know who everybody else knows.
It doesn't matter.
Right. So your only one job is to tell everybody what you like doing. But anyway, think of it as a little child. Child will tell you what they like doing.
That's right.
Because it doesn't matter who.
No, it doesn't.
Exactly.
But that little child ain't looking to progress.
Child's going to grow just like you and I.
Right.
Yeah. But I asked for opinions, and your opinion is just good. But let me just tell you a little quick story. Okay, Larry? You there?
Yep.
Okay, but anyway.
You there?
I had a job as a computer programmer.
Okay.
Okay? The job of a computer programmer, sit at a desk and go through very finite little digits and instructions and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
There was something within me that said... that I need to take a break, need to go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I started going for walks, and my supervisor recognized that I started going out talking to the people and talking to the users.
Mm-hmm.
He said, one day, he said, Gene, you're hardly at your desk writing programs. You're out there talking to everybody. Why don't you go out there and tell the users what we do to make their programs or systems? Now, that individual recognized something that I was attracted to doing, probably did fairly well. So go out there and tell us how we put their system together that we're going to give them. That's what got me involved in training. The person could see a use of what I knew and using it even to a greater level by going to spread the word.
This person that saw you, this human, as you say, that saw you, what was he?
My supervisor.
All right, that's what I said. That's the key to that.
Right, but my other workers, my coworkers, family, all those kind of people may have told me a whole bunch of different types of jobs that I could do. That was just one of someone who says, I think you can do that as well. And somebody still had to choose me.
That's true. That's right.
Right. So when you, like we have on our show, it just says, we see you coming, we see you going.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the job. It has to do with what we see. The purpose is to get you off of you onto understanding what we see that we're willing to tell you, as well as open doors for you. That's the purpose of, if you like what you're doing, tell everybody.
If you like what you're doing.
Yeah, if you like what you're doing.
You'll do more. You'll do better.
Well, you can't.
You'll try to do more that you can be seen doing other than what you really is doing.
Right, because we see all of you,
mm-hmm.
and we see where, since all of us are different, we're able to see different places where we think you could be doing more and doing better and making more.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from another individual's perception.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all.
That comes from
your coworkers are part of that because
they are, but they are part of that. But their coworker, I didn't hash that enough.
No, that's okay. But I like to have you just think about that because that's how you, when you enjoy what you're doing, that's how we can choose you to do more. All of your growth has been based on someone else choosing you.
That's true.
Now, you doing it yourself will also demonstrate your growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you see a lot of people in the same job for 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
Because they make the decision, I like what I'm doing, I'm going to stay here. It's not wrong. It's just what some people do, but we all see what the one does. We all see what you do. You all see what I'm doing. And we can come up with other ideas based on who we know that knows something else, whereby they're saying, do you know anybody that can do this? And you want to be the person say, yeah, I know somebody.
That's true.
Right, because if the recommendation is good enough, then somebody's going to pull you into something else that maybe you didn't know you could do, but we already knew what you can do. But that's how you can have an enjoyable job and have many jobs. Because we are the ones that seeing what you're carrying, and you cannot. Anyway, we got 1 minute left.
Two things you talked me on this show, Mr. G.
What?
I don't know who we is.
Oh.
And I don't know
who everyone is.
Why everyone? It, right.
Everyone is anybody other than you that's in this world with you. That's who everyone else is.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's how you, if you like what you're doing, how you get beyond that.
All right.
Anyway, I hear the music. I'm going to say thanks a lot, Larry, if you're on the line. Thanks a lot for Mr. Duke
you,
for
Larry.
Your comments. And because the song My Way by Frank Sinatra.
I'm doing
this on all shows, things that you like doing, enjoy doing, you have
doing
been
it
doing.
My way, like Frank say.
That you have been doing it your way. All we're trying to do is get you to go get paid more for what you're doing and grow as you grow because you literally can and have been doing it your way.
It was my way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jeff.